You have your Bibles, I won't hold you long tonight. Matthew chapter number 6. Matthew chapter number 6, if the Lord will help us here. Verse number 31. Very familiar scriptures. Verse 33 is an all-time favorite probably of most of us in here. It's one of those lean-to, go-to verses we can lean on, we can go to in a time of amen, trouble and aggravation and turmoil, but probably going to really lean on some of these. A bug just flew on me up here. Hey, amen. Praise God, looked like a huge fruit gnat. Amen. Verse number 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? Basic necessities here. Or what shall we drink? Wherewithal shall we be clothed?
Yeah.
Another verse says, with food and raiment to be content.
Right.
Once again, kind of reiterating that. Don't worry about what you're going to eat.
All right.
Or what you're going to drink.
Yeah.
Or what you're going to wear.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus, this red letter, is yours red? Mine's red. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek.
Holy.
Listen to this. My, this is so simple but so profound. He said, for all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. N-E-E-D is underlined. Amen. I'm here tonight.
Yes,
my notes. Praise God. For God knows what you need.
Yes.
Aren't you glad of that?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You call somebody up and tell them what you need, and they might not be able to meet that need.
Yeah.
Right.
And as good a friend as you have, and I have, and we have one another, I believe we'd help one another what we could and what we can.
Right.
Sometimes you can't help folks.
No.
Right.
I hate it, Brother Tom, with this coronavirus. Carla is laying up, her son's laying up there, and they're going to unplug him tomorrow from the ventilator. That's horrible.
Yeah.
I can't help her. But I know one that can. Praise the Lord. For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, for your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of these things. I'm glad he knows what I need, aren't you?
Yes.
Amen. You already figured out I'm going to preach right there, but let's go ahead and read the rest of it. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things shall be added to you. He said, put God first.
Yeah.
God will give you what you need. Did you get that?
Yeah.
That's pretty simple. That's country boy lingo. Put God first, and he'll meet your need.
Yeah.
That's what he's telling us.
Yeah.
Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. The Lord will help us tonight and preach on tremendous needs and troublesome times.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Tremendous needs and troublesome times.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
In this message, we look at this little word need, N-E-E-D. Praise God. Three letters to the same. Amen. What do we need? Well, we need health. We need money. We need food. We need clothing. If you listen to the secular world, we need education. Amen. Jesus talked about our needs. Do you know he's interested in your needs also?
Yes. Come
on. He tells us that the Heavenly Father knows about our needs. And he tells us how to get, praise God, what we need. Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you. Amen.
Right.
I'm so glad here tonight, amen, that God knows what I need. Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen. I'm going to read, praise God. How better to support your thesis? Amen. These kids learn how to write papers. Amen. Takes me back to the good old days. Praise God.
Yeah.
How better to support your thesis than by the word of God? Amen. Casting all your care, Peter said, upon him, for he careth for you. Hallelujah. I'm glad he cares. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Philippians 4 and 6 says, be careful for nothing but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. Amen.
Amen.
For God's the only one, once again, can do anything about it. Praise God. Amen. Matthew 6:25. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life. Amen. What ye shall eat or, well, I done read that. What ye shall drink. What ye shall put on is not the life more than the meat and the body more than the raiment. Luke 10:41. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about with many things. Right. Amen. Thank God. The world is, it'll worry you. Amen. But Jesus can settle you down. Hallelujah. And seek not, Luke 12:29, what ye shall eat and what ye shall drink. Once again, the same scenario here. Amen. Neither be ye of a doubtful mind. Praise God. Luke 21:34. Now endeavor to preach to you and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life. Praise God. And so that day come upon you unawares. He's even telling us, if you don't watch out, the cares of this life will cause you to miss his coming. Amen. Yes. I don't know about you, church, but if we don't watch out, we're going to miss the Lord. Amen. If we don't watch out, we'll miss one of the greatest events, thank God, of human history, when we get our eyes upon the things of this world. And he said, take no thought what I shall eat or what I shall drink or the clothing that I put on my back, for my Heavenly Father knows what I need. Hallelujah. Hey God, I know this is a simple preaching tonight, but I come to tell somebody, I got a need, but he knows what I need. Hallelujah. Hey God, what do we need? Well, I like to tell you tonight, we need to get some confidence, some faith in a great big God. Amen. That's one thing I need. If we had that greater faith, we would not fret and worry over things like we do. God, give us faith. Amen. Give me faith, Lord, like I need. Hallelujah. You know, you can go down to the bank. I know nowadays it's probably much more complicated than it was in years gone by. And you can sign a note and borrow some money. Amen. Thank God in heaven. But you know, with that note that you sign is some agreements, some fine letters, small print. You better read that. Praise God. Amen. With that is some stipulations. We'll give you some money, but it's got these stipulations, and you got to follow this. Amen. And a lot of people is willing to go down and sign. Amen. And pay that interest and everything that's in the pine letters. Amen. There's stipulations to get that loan. Did you know that God said he'd meet our needs? But with that also is stipulations. Amen. We got to put him first. We got to live for him. We got to give him our all. And I come to tell you, church, amen, that there's no greater one that I know of, amen, that can meet your need than him. Praise God. I told you before, when I was young, I didn't understand it. I heard my pastor, Brother Larry Stevens, tell us several times. He had a good job, made good money years and years ago when I was just a little boy. I'd hear him, Brother Tommy, get up and he'd preach. I didn't understand it, because I thought he was telling a false statement. He'd always say, I don't depend upon Piston Coal Company. That's who he worked for. I don't depend on Piston Coal Company, amen, to feed my family. Hallelujah. I don't depend on Piston, amen, to pay my light bills and to make a living. That's what he'd always say. He said, they're not the ones that pays my bills. God is. Hallelujah. And I always thought, well, I don't understand that. Piston gives you a payday every week or every 2 weeks. I just never could figure that out. Amen. Thank God. I tell you, life's got a way of revolving things. Now I'm 38 years old. And I come to tell you, church, I never depended on St. Mary's. Amen. I've only ever had one public job. And that's about 12 years. That was St. Mary's Medical Center. And I never depended on that place. Hey, God, I come to tell you, amen, I don't depend on those things. I come to tell you, God is able to meet the need. I said, God is able to pay your bills. I said, God is able to put the table. I said, God is able to touch that sick child in the midnight hour. I said, God is the one that's going to save that child that's wayward and running away. Thank God I come to tell us that you got to have confidence in one that can be there when I can't. Hey, the psalmist said, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. And I come to tell us that God's always got an eye on me, and he's able to take care of not just you. He can take care of your family. He can pay your bills. I come to tell us we got to have confidence in a big God. Amen.
Woo! Yes, Lord.
Raise your hand and praise him right there.
Hallelujah.
Woo! Lord, we thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Lord.
That you're able to help us.
Woo! Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Do you have confidence in God? Do you?
Yes, brother. Yes.
Amen. He says that he cares for you. Hallelujah.
Right.
He that, amen, he will supply all of your need according to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. Hey, God, do you believe that?
Right.
I tell you, I can preach all night, but I got four or five more points I can preach on confidence all night long. He can supply all of his need according to his riches. Hey, God, let me tell you something. Well, you know what? Does it still say on our money or whatever? This is backed, amen, by the United States of America. In other words, this money's good according to our government. I really don't know how good that is to a government that's 19 or 20 some trillion dollars in debt. Hey, God, I really don't know how much value that money actually holds. Hey, God, they just printed 2 trillion of it and sent it out to Americans and sent it out to businesses across the country. I still had a bum flutter over that. I still wonder, how does a nation that's over $20 trillion in debt up and print $2 trillion out? Hey, God, everybody got their money. I was one of the last ones to get it. I thought they done run out. They printed so much of it, they didn't have enough to get down to the peas. Amen. Hey, that's the way it was in school. I was always one of the last ones, and I always thought they're never going to get to me. But I come to tell you, church, I don't really know how valuable our government is. I'll tell you about one tonight. He's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ask or even think. I said he's a mighty God. He can heal you when you're sick. He can raise the dead. I said I've got all the confidence, not in my government, but in God. Amen.
Yes, God.
Woo!
Yes, Lord.
I got to hurry here. I got to get past confidence. Amen.
Yes.
Woo! But my God shall supply all of your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Woo! Amen. A storm arose at the sea, and a man on that ship was worried, and he was afraid. Great God, then that text that I quoted a moment ago, that Bible verse came across his mind. Amen. In Psalms, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. And that man got to pondering on that verse. It was night, it was dark. Great God, and his ship was in turbulence. He was worried and couldn't sleep. He quoted that verse and said, he that keepeth Israel neither slumbereth nor sleepeth. Praise God. He said, Lord, ain't no use of both of us staying up tonight. Great God, so he turned over and went to sleep. Hallelujah. Hey, I come to tell you, church, if he's awake and he's got his eye over you, he'll be all right. I said, it'll work out. Ain't no use in both of you losing sleep. He's awake. I said, he's got his eye on you. And it's going to work out for your good. Amen.
Glory.
Woo! Help us, Lord. Greg, I'm about to feel the Holy Ghost here. Lord, will you help us? We need confidence not only in God, on here. But you need a little bit of confidence in yourself.
That's the truth.
No man ever did anything until he felt in his heart he could do it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Great God in heaven.
Come on.
Yeah. I read that one of the first major steel suspension bridges that they built out there over St. Louis, that big river. I guess probably Mississippi. I wish I had them. I read it. I could look it up real quick. Google. You can find anything on Google. I tell Michelle earlier, these kids, I can't get over it. They can use Google on their school. They let you look it up, which I guess is good because you remember looking it up and reading it. I said, they didn't have Google when I was in school. Great God. I wish I had Google.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. But they built that bridge out there. I forget, it's a long ways. Amen. Long bridge. And they built it wide, praise God, out of metal. And they questioned, this is probably about 100 years ago, and they questioned that engineer. They said, how in the world could you build such a long, wide bridge with such heavy metal? Do you think it's really going to stand up when the trains, it was for trains, when the trains crossed that bridge? Great God, on the opening day, that engineer already had it planned up. Great God, to, amen, understand, get the confidence of the people. He called for 14 trains. It was wide enough and long enough to park 14 trains on that track. They filled it up from one side to another, slapped that full of train cars, and thousands of people stood opening day of that bridge. Thank God, that man had some confidence.
Yeah.
He believed he could build a bridge, and he built that bridge. Robert Morrison, that great China missionary, was leaving for China. And someone said, Mr. Morrison, I have a question before you leave. Do you expect to make an impact on the great nation of China? They said, Morrison stopped for a moment. And he said, well, I don't suspect I can, but I believe God can. Hey, God, and by the help and the grace of God, God used Morrison to shake up that empire for the cause of Christ. And they're still underground. Bibles and churches in China today. I come to tell us God can use you. You got to have a little confidence. Great God, me plus God is the majority. If God be for us, who can be against us? I come to tell us, church, have a little bit of confidence in you plus God. Amen.
All right.
All right. I got to move on here. But believe it or not, you need confidence in others.
Amen. Yeah.
Somebody said, I can't trust others. Some people you can't. But a lot of people you can.
That's right.
Woo.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah.
Thank God.
Somebody said, oh, there ain't enough good workers. And I realized the kind of business I'm in, it's hard to find who's going to go out, amen, and do the kind of work we do, just old rough kind of guys. But, amen, somebody said, oh, you can't. There's plenty of good workers out there.
Amen.
There's some that don't work. Great God, but there's a lot that will work.
Right.
Amen. The problem is, we got the wrong mindset. We see the glass, it's nearly empty instead of half full. Amen. Hey, God, you got to learn to have confidence in others. Amen. There's many good people. There's many sincere Christians. Jesus saw the hypocrites, and he called them whited sepulchers. Thank God, but he also saw the Simon Peters. He also saw the Saul of Tarsus. He also saw the John Marks. I'm glad he found a Barnabas, aren't you? Hey, God, those 12 disciples that Brother Tom talked about a while ago and carried them baskets of bread home. Hey, God, you know most of them was just everyday average Joes, fishermen, tax collectors, everyday men. But Jesus took everyday men. Hey, God, amen, saved them. Taught them, prepared them, and shook a nation, and shook a world, and it's still shaking today. Thank God, I come to tell us we got to have confidence in others. Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's easy for us to find flaws in other people.
Yeah. Come on.
Because they're a lot like me and you.
That's true.
Did you hear me?
Yeah. Yes.
We can find the flaws because they're like us. You got flaws too.
Amen.
Susie. Amen. You got flaws too, Jake. Hey, God. Amen. Lord, help us.
Yes.
Hey, God. Amen. I don't need to find flaws, but I need to have faith. Some of them will disappoint. Yes. Hey, God. Amen. Some of them will break your heart. Oh, but I come to tell you, amen, there's also, amen, some of them will gloriously reward our confidence. Amen. I read somewhere that if you find just one or two good friends in this life, that'll be a friend to you. Hey, God, that you'd call in the midnight hour like that old man that went over there midnight and he didn't have no bread. Hey, let me tell you something. If you find one or two good friends that you can knock on their door in the midnight hour and then be there for you, you're prosperous. You've had a good life. I come to tell you, great God, there's people you can count on. There's people you can trust. Amen.
Praise God.
Woo! Take that, devil.
Yes, God, that's right.
Number two, I'm off confidence.
Thank you, Lord.
I'll never have time to finish this.
Come on.
We live in a society that needs to learn how to be content.
All right. Wow.
You know, we're in an uncontented society. Nothing makes nobody happy.
Come on, Brother Jason.
We've got faster automobiles. We don't have to travel by trains like I just told you 100 years ago. Man, they're sitting that railway in because they can move by train. Boy, that was fast. Man. That's slow. That's turtle speed today.
Yeah.
We got planes. Woo.
Yeah.
We got email. We got text. We got, all that stuff. Twitter and tweets. And we can send messages fast and quick. And, word spreads.
Yeah.
Great God. Amen. More technology than we've ever had before. But this is the most uncontented generation.
Right.
Great God, that we've ever seen. Nothing makes nobody happy.
Come on.
Paul suffered many things. Great God, for the cause of Christ. But he said this, Philippians 4:11. I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. Hallelujah. Again in 1 Timothy 6:6, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Really and truly no man, amen, will ever have contentment without godliness. That's why we're in an uncontented society. Nobody has the love of God. You'll never be able to lay your head on your pillow at night and really be content unless you are a godly man or woman. Amen.
Right.
We owe it to God to be contented.
Oh, yeah.
If a father gives his child everything in the world and that child just grumbles and grunts, and father gets upset.
Sure he does.
Wonder how God feels. Look at all he's given us.
Yeah.
Look at all that God has done for us.
Oh, Jesus.
All that God has given us. And yet how we grumble. How we're so uncontent. Amen. There's a little difference between being content and being satisfied. Hallelujah. Don't just get to a place and say, well, here's good enough for me. I don't care if I ever get no further. Don't get there.
No.
Don't get so satisfied you never want more. They asked that great artist. Amen. Praise God. I had it written down there somewhere. They asked that great artist. Amen. What is your masterpiece? And he answered, my next picture, it'll be my masterpiece. He wasn't satisfied with the one he'd already did. He said, I'm going to do better next time.
Yeah.
I'm going to strive harder. I'm going to go further. My next one will be my masterpiece. Hey, God, we're to keep striving. Amen. Isaiah 26:3. Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed upon thee. Hey, God, I come to tell us you owe it to yourselves to be contented. We'll be happier. We'll live longer. We'll serve God better if we practice the art of being content. Amen. We'd have more peace in our homes. We'd have more peace in our marriages. We'd have more peace, amen, in our family relations if we just learned to be content. Amen.
So true.
Homes, houses, cars,
food on the table. We're all eating good, ain't we?
We're clothes, yeah.
Clothes.
Yeah.
Shoes.
Think right. of that. We're blessed.
Animals.
Right.
Possessions. I mean, we got it. And yet we still worry about tomorrow. Why, what, I wonder about this. Wonder about that. Wonder about, hey, I come to tell you tonight to slow down.
Jesus.
Slow down.
Lord, help.
And be thankful for what you got. Slow down. Woo!
Yeah,
calm down. Take a deep breath. Say, Lord, I thank you for what I got.
Yes.
Woo! Hey, man, let's stop right here. Won't you raise a hand towards heaven? Lord, I got a whole lot more than the devil's telling me I got. Hey, man. Hey, come on, come on. I feel the Lord right here. Lord, I got a lot more that you blessed me with than what the devil showed me I really have. I rebuke you, devil, right now. Hey, I said I rebuke you, devil, right now. Lord, you blessed me. You give me children. You give me a family. Lord, you give us jobs. You give us homes. You give us automobiles. I'm thankful, Lord, for what you've given me.
Thank you, Lord.
Woo!
Thank you, Lord.
I'm preaching the best I can to you, church.
Come on.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Woo! Lastly, we owe it to others to be condemned. Jesus said, you're the light of the world. And how's this world ever going to see a Christian if they see us so bum puzzled? We're never happy with anything.
Come on.
Amen.
Oh God.
Let's learn to be content, church.
Oh, God.
Amen. God's counting on you.
Sure is.
Amen. God's counting on you. Lastly, I mean, not lastly, thirdly. Amen. Thirdly. Amen. A need that we need in this day. Amen. Let's keep it on the seeds. We need cooperation.
Yeah.
In this church?
Yes.
We need cooperation.
Yes.
Me and you, Brother Tom.
Yeah.
Brother Tom had the message the other night.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
That was good, wasn't it? Well, how this world and America and our churches are going to sleep.
Yeah. Praise God. Oh, my.
Brother Tommy. Singers.
Yeah. Cooperation.
Yeah. Cooperation. Too. One another. We need one another.
That's right. Yes, we do.
I ain't no singer, so I got to have somebody help me sing around here.
Come on.
You got to work together.
Yes.
In the hospital, different ones were good at different things. When I first became a nurse, I couldn't stick an IV to save my life. I used to aggravate them nurses to death. They literally get mad at me. They said, go in there and try. You know, I done tried once. If I tried one time, missed it, it scared me. I was done. I didn't want to hurt them old people scream at you. Good God. I scared death. I went and found another nurse. I said, can you come over here in such and such room, stick an IV? So they went stick an IV. Finally, you know, after several times of that, they get frustrated. They said, it's time for you to learn how to do it. Go in there and do it. I had to go in there and do it. After a couple of years, you know who they come to see? After them experienced nurses tried sticking my IVs and couldn't get them little bitty spider veins, they call them. You know who they could call? They said, we can't get this vein. Can you help us out? Come get me. I was the IV specialist.
Thank you, Lord.
I told Michelle about 3 years ago. I said about 3 years since I was took an IV. I don't even know if I can hit one anymore. Praise God. Amen. But I knew a time I was so bad I couldn't hit one. And then I knew a time I was so good. Praise God. Amen. Best I remember, they called for an anesthesiologist one time. They got them little machines. They can find them. And they said, Jason, can you get this? Amen. And I didn't really know they'd call for that guy. And I just had stuck that IV and up come an anesthesiologist. Amen. And I done found it. Praise God. Amen. We need cooperation because some people's good in one area where others ain't.
That's true.
Yeah. Woo!
Yeah.
Sometimes you're in a good mood and I'm not. And I'm in a good mood and you're not. We need each other.
Yes, we do.
Woo!
Very true.
We need cooperation, don't we?
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I better move on now.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
Yep.
Amen. Talents are varied in different people.
Yeah.
Amen. One member can do one thing well, and the other member can do another thing well. Praise God. If they all work together, we can have a unified body.
Right.
Paul said, 1 Corinthians 3:9, we are laborers together.
Yeah.
What? We are laborers.
Cooperation.
Right.
We're laborers together.
Thank you, Lord.
My, it takes you and me.
important. Missionary goes to China. I've never been to China. But I can give him some money to be his cooperation partner.
Let's think about that. Yeah.
Praise God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Amen. My. I hope you're getting this. Voice has helped me.
Yes,
I hope it's helped you like this. Helped me twice while I'm studying now, while I'm preaching it. Amen. Hey, God. Fourthly, we need in this day, amen, a great need in a troublesome time. We need courage.
All right.
Yeah. Don't
lose heart. You ever seen such a wimpy generation?
Come on.
Nobody with any courage to stand up for anything.
Right.
When Paul journeyed to Rome, he walked up Acts 28:15. He walked up that Appian Way. I looked that up there to see that that was that great path that led out of Rome. Amen. Paul walked up there. Listen to what he said. Hallelujah. Amen. He thanked God and he took courage that God was on his side. I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
And the Bible said, and he took courage in God. Hallelujah. Where can you get courage if you can't get it from God?
Right.
He thanked God for bringing him up out of that terrible storm, up out of that destructive shipwreck, and he received fresh courage as he remembered the goodness of God. What about David when they took all the possessions, amen, that those men of valor that was on his side, what was it, about 500 of them, amen, they took their possessions, they took their wives, and those men were about to storm against David and take David's life, and the Bible said David prayed, and what did he do? He encouraged himself in the Lord. I come to tell us, if you're not having enough courage, you can get it from him. I said he's the well that you can draw from. I come to tell you, not only can he heal you, not only can he perform miracles, he can give you courage to wake up and face tomorrow.
He can do it.
Thank God.
You know, we're at an all-time high suicide levels.
Yeah.
Not only just adults. A lot of years ago, it was elderly people.
Somebody get diagnosed with cancer, they say, I'm not going to die like that.
Do away with yourself.
Yeah. Sad.
Then it got down to veterans, PTSD. Yeah. They don't want to face life because of all the trauma they've been through. Take their life. But now, really, if you look at all the categories, young, middle-aged, war veterans, non-war veterans, elderly, it's suicide's at an all-time high. Why? Because nobody has courage to wake up and face tomorrow.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, yes, God. They don't have courage,
Jesus,
to face tomorrow. But I come to tell you, church, you can face tomorrow. Hey, I said you can face tomorrow. And he received courage. Hey, God, 'tisn't life, one man said, that matters. It's the courage you bring to it. Hey, God, the chief thing in life is a stiff backbone. God, give us a backbone. We need courage to stand up for our convictions. Hey, God, you ever seen such a time when people won't stand up for what they believe in?
Right.
Amen.
That's true.
Oh, Lord.
At least Trump will do that.
He does.
Stand up for something.
Thank God.
Amen. We need courage to bear the sorrows of everyday life. Sorrows get us down. Amen. You know, life's going to bring rain as well as it brings the sunshine.
That's right.
Clouds and rain's going to come too. God don't forsake us in that hour. Aren't you glad of that? I've read to you before. It's been a great inspiring scripture to me through the years. The Lord gave me this scripture. I'll never forget this. When Sister Martin was so worried and so bothered about her son Danny. Danny was a cripple, and Sister Martin knew her days were numbered. She was in her 80s, and she wore me out. Brother Jason, what am I going to do with Danny? What's going to happen to Danny? Am I ever going to be able to take care of Danny? I'm getting too old. We ain't got to come to church or preach this one night. But Deuteronomy 33:25 said, as the number of thy days be, so shall thy strength be. God said, I'll give you strength. If I'm going to give you strength to get out of the bed in the morning, you're going to wake up. I'll give you strength to make it to the end of the day. As our days, so shall thy strength be. God said he'd give us strength to face every day. Amen.
Yes. Praise God.
We need courage to make the necessary sacrifices. Amen. Sir Wilford Grenfell worked for 40 years as a missionary and a doctor in the frozen areas of Labrador.
And when someone spoke to him about all the sacrifices he had made for 40 years, almost a half a century, he said, I know nothing about the sacrifices. Christians think they're making a sacrifice when they come to church on Thursday night or Sunday or Wednesday. Oh, I'm sacrificing. Don't show your ignorance. Amen. This ain't a sacrifice. This is a privilege.
Yes, it is.
Woo!
Yeah. Yeah.
This ain't no sacrifice. This is a privilege.
Yes.
Oh, God. Oh, Lord, help us, God. Help us, Lord, in this last day. Amen. Fourthly. Almost done here. We need to get a great need that we need is consecration. Consecration.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Consecrate ourselves to the Lord.
Right.
Brother Tommy, get me real quick. I didn't get all this one. 1 Chronicles 29:5. Chronicles. 1 Chronicles 29:5. Lord, give us, amen, something to be consecrated to. Amen. God would like to use you and me to bless this world. Listen. But if we give him only part of ourselves, how can he use us? I read a great illustration of a little girl. They said on a magnificent, it was an organ, but you could say a piano. She was on that organ playing with some straws. And some straws, and she was playing a little game there. And the writer I was reading said, oh, amen, how that organ was used for a great adventure there for that girl to play and have a good time, but that girl did not reach the potential of that organ because she did not play the keys. Oh, look at that.
Lord.
Let me tell you something. If I got down there and played that, it wouldn't reach its potential.
Come on.
But if some of you that know how to play it get on there, he could reach his potential.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen. I tell you what, a reason why a lot of us can't be used of God because we're just giving him our straws. We're not giving him everything.
Oh, come on.
I think it was Moody said, the world has yet to see what God could do with a man if he would totally consecrate his life to God.
Right.
We talk about Don Rich, Brother Earl and I have talked about him lately, probably the greatest, no doubt the greatest evangelist our movement, independent holiness movement, has ever seen. Preached in 20-some countries. Soul after soul have been saved under that guy's ministry. People's been healed. All the power, how God's used that man.
Yeah.
But anybody I've ever heard talk about him, that he stayed with him. They said, that guy will wake you up before the sun ever comes up. You hear old Brother Rich up there, oh, God. Yeah. Praying up there. Brother Ralph Horton said he's the prayingest guy he's ever seen in all his life. Go to bed at night, you hear old Brother Rich up there, oh, God, will you help us? Consecrated to God. Quit jobs, quit everything, laid it all on the line for his cause. Consecration.
Yeah.
Tell us, Brother Tommy, what that verse is.
The gold for things of gold, and silver for things of silver, and for all manner of work to be made by the hands of the artificers. And who then is willing to consecrate this service this day unto the Lord?
Who's willing? It's my question for you. Who's willing to consecrate for the service of the Lord?
Oh, God.
Amen. Anything which makes religion its second object makes religion no object. Somebody help me up here. I'm done. You can't make God second fiddle.
No.
He's got to be first. You can't pray and read the Word of God after you do everything else and say, when I'm tired and I'm yawning and I'm so sleepy, I can't wait to keep my eyes open. I'll read a chapter or so over there and I'm there on the nightstand. That's not consecration.
No. Come on.
Jesus.
Putting God second fiddle and everything else first is not consecration. Who's going to consecrate for the service of the Lord? Who's going to consecrate? Lord, help us. Will you stay with me across this house? I preached to you the best I could here. Lord, help us. Glad you see this crowd tonight, this faithful. A bunch of folks that come out here on a Thursday night, Lord.
Thank you, God.
I thank you for every one of them.
Yes.
I thank you for the service we had tonight, Lord. Thank you for the Holy Ghost we felt here in this house.
Yes.
I don't ever want to take it for granted, Lord.
Lord, I do have this little message I preached tonight on the tremendous needs we have in such troublesome times.
Jesus.
Lord, will you help us today to really consecrate? Will you help us today, Lord, to have our confidence in you?
Yes.
Will you help us today, Lord, to have growing convictions and be able to stand for our convictions, Lord, in this last day?
Holy God.
Oh, God, how we're living in a time.
Jesus.
Well, we need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord, to have confidence in one another. Confidence, Lord. Jesus, would you meet us at these altars? I know there's some here tonight that wants to come in these altars and say, Lord, I'm going to consecrate God. I'm going to give you my all. I'm tired of just giving part. I'm tired of half-heartedly giving an effort. Lord, I'm going to give it all. I'm going to give it all. I'm going to sell out and give everything to you, Lord. Come on, come on, come on. Let's get in these altars tonight and cry out to the Lord God.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you everything. I'm going to give you everything, Jesus. Come on, church. Come on, church. Oh, God.
Calvary, for a sinner such as I. time the Jews fought peace, when the storms were raging high. I'll never understand just why you love me, or why I am so blessed. And when my words have failed me, Lord, I find that thank you says you may. Blessings, Lord, and name them one by one, I am amazed. Oh, I feel so undeserving of the love that you bestow on me each day. Thank you, says it bears. Oh, thank you for the price you paid on Calvary for a sinner such as I. And thanks for every time the Jews fought peace when the storm was raging high. I'll never understand just why you love me.